Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about celebrating that annual milestone in your marriage, your wedding anniversary.
And we're going to kick off today's show with a quote from Kool and the Gang and their song, Celebration. And in those lyrics, they say, there's a party going on right here.
Right here.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're going to celebrate your party with you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, celebrating. Celebrating your anniversary, celebrating your marriage, and the importance of doing that. And as we kick off every show, we love to do so with a hug from our audience, be it on Facebook or voicemail or email. And every week we have the hug sponsored by a company that we've checked out and we're excited to be partnered up with. And this week's hug is sponsored by Date Night Box. And if you're tired of planning date night or just doing the same old thing, leave date night to Date Night Box. This company is the first and only company to plan, book, box, and send custom date night boxes. Each box includes tickets or vouchers for your event, activities, and dinner, along with directions, itinerary, a virtual date night concierge, and fun goodies to enhance each date. All One Extraordinary family members can receive one free planning by a date night consultant. And if you want to learn more about this, just go to together.datenightbox.com. And this hug that I'm reading tonight, this came off of Facebook. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent us a message on Facebook and they said, first, we are loving the podcast. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We are on episode 42. So this is a brand new listener who's gone back to the beginning.
Right.
And is getting caught up. Started with episode one. We're on episode 42 right now and laughing so hard about your experience in Montana. We're from Montana, and yes, sparsely populated, in quotation marks, is very true about this area, especially compared to San Diego.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think when this is years ago when we lived up there, but Elise and I still remember this because we celebrated two anniversaries in Montana, mm-hmm. and that's what we're talking about here today.
And that's why we specifically pulled this hug because it came in this week and the timing was perfect.
The first time when we went in, though, the magazine we picked up, the Montana magazine.
Map.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it said from the governor, it says Montana and its 900,000 residents welcome you. And we just, having come from California, we thought that was hilarious. And living in San Diego, I mean, our county is bigger than the whole state of Montana.
It's more populated. So this hug goes on to say, and there are definitely some interesting hot springs, and we're going to be talking about those hot springs a little bit in the show. Definitely some interesting hot springs locations around here. Our favorite is Fairmont Hot Springs near Anaconda. We're actually headed there next week for Grandma and Grandpa's 50th anniversary.
Awesome.
Love hearing about the legacy there. You all should give it a chance. We'd love to hear about you guys headed up north sometime.
Well, and we will give it a chance when we get back up the Northwest and into Montana. Heck yeah, we would love to go to some awesome hot springs.
And if they come recommended, it's got to be better than what we see in the guidebook.
Yeah. And so this week, we do want to talk about celebrating your wedding anniversary. It's an amazing time. It really is. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, what was said here from Kool and the Gang. There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the year.
And it's something that we've got to look into every year. on our marriage. Like, we actually had an opportunity this weekend to meet a couple from the One Extraordinary Marriage family. They happened to be in San Diego on vacation, and it just worked out that we were celebrating our anniversary. They were in about the same vicinity, and we got the opportunity to talk to them, and we started talking about how we met and, you know, anniversaries and things like that. And one of the things I was sharing with them is that, you know, regardless of where you are in your marriage, because some of you come up on those anniversaries where things aren't going so well.
Been there.
Numerous years. Mm-hmm. That was the case where it was almost easier just to say, well, this was one more day. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just get on to the day after anniversary and not have to think about it. And the reality is that just like January 1st is the start of a new year, it's like that clean slate. Each and every one of you needs to view your wedding anniversary in the same way. It's a fresh start to the next year of your marriage. And just like the song says, bring your laughter and your good times too. There have been some funny things that have happened, not just in our marriage, but in your marriages too. I mean, I was sharing with this couple that on my wedding day, and we are actually recording this podcast that you are listening to on our 18th wedding anniversary.
Right.
You guys are sharing our anniversary with us. We're sharing our anniversary day with you. And our wedding, they asked Tony, well, what time was your wedding supposed to start? And Tony's like, I don't know, like 5:30. I said, no, it was 4:30. Well, here's the thing. Tony's parents had arranged for me to come by horse and buggy, but Tony did not know that. So as I'm getting delayed because the horse is on a major road, you know, leading into the winery, the wine country, we had to keep pulling off, a lot of traffic on a Saturday. I'm late to my own wedding. And even though Tony's dad knows that I'm coming, knows that I'm coming in this horse-drawn carriage, he stands up in front of all of our wedding guests and Tony and says, I don't think she's coming, Tone. So of course, Tony, you know, he was already sweating because today's his wedding day. Now he's sweating because his dad has just planted the seed of doubt that maybe, just maybe, after all this planning, I'm not going to show up. And then I do. And I was probably 15 to 20 minutes late.
Hence the start at 5 o'clock. And I would say 18 years later, to be close enough, I was pretty darn proud of myself.
But that was one of the, I mean, that was the very first day. That wasn't even an anniversary.
Right.
But that was the first day where we look back now and there's so much laughter around that moment, around the crazy wedding guest. And around those wedding anniversaries that didn't exactly go so well.
Right.
I mean, we've got the funny weddings or wedding stories. We've got
those.
Anniversary stories. Our first one, we went to Santa Barbara.
Yep.
And Tony's like, let's do horseback riding. Okay, we're not horseback riders. So we're on these horses for probably 3 hours.
I've never been on horseback ever since.
No, that was like a one-time thing in our marriage.
Yeah. Never did it again. 17 years later.
We were so sore after. For all of you that ride horses, I know you're just laughing at us right now. I mean, we were like, it was like city slickers.
Oh, totally city slickers. And they didn't put us on like crazy horses or anything. It was a beautiful area though. I will say we were stayed in Santa Barbara and we just went north up the coast, just like right above El Capitan, Refugio Beach, which mm-hmm. are just these beautiful beaches. And then we went inland where this massive ranch is still today, I'm pretty sure. But we rode those horses all up in those canyons. Mm-hmm. And part of it was just, we could see Reagan's Ranch.
Right. They backed up against Ronald Reagan's Ranch.
Yeah, they backed up against Ronald Reagan's Ranch, which I thought was just amazing. But that's one of those events. Gosh, you know, again, haven't done it ever since. There were those events in those anniversaries where we didn't do an overnighter, you know,
right.
we were strapped for cash. We didn't know what we could do, but we always made it a time to at least get out for a dinner, even in those early years. You know, as the years have gone by and we can remember some of these now, I mean, we're going 18 years back, but we did go into Montana and those were the adventure ones.
Okay. And the funny thing about the 2 years that we went into Montana,
Very memorable.
Montana, you know, to all of our listeners in Montana, Your state is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, unbelievably. I still remember driving from Spokane into Montana, and we were following the Lewis, and I think it's called the Lewis River.
Okay, you keep talking because I'm trying to think where I've got that album.
Okay, well, we were following the Lewis River, and I think it's 70, I-70, 90?
No, that's way too north.
Okay, I can't remember right now.
Whatever goes west from Spokane into Idaho east. And then east, yeah.
We're going east there.
We're going east. Spokane, Idaho, Montana, whatever that is.
Again, we're going, and we get off the freeway, we make a right-hand turn, and no kidding, we come up to this dead end. No, it's like 300-400 feet off the freeway, and right there is the Lewis River. And it's just gorgeous. The colors have changed on the trees. The creek is low, so there are sandbars in the middle, and we'd actually brought a picnic lunch. And I remember us just hopping to this sandbar in the middle of this river and just sitting there as we just enjoyed the breeze coming through. It's honestly God's country up there. It is just absolutely beautiful. But the first one we went to, the first hot springs we did go up to was Hot Springs.
Hot Springs, Montana.
Montana. Really cool hotel. Interesting folks at the Hot Springs.
Okay, cool hotel.
Would have been cool had Elisa, and this is one, and I still remember this, folks. It's so weird how I remember some of these things on anniversaries.
Go ahead.
The hotel piped in the hot springs water and into your room, which I thought was so cool. And they had this old style bathtub.
The clawfoot tub.
That had the claws and everything. And I was sitting there going, Elisa, let's fill up the tub. You don't want to sit in the hot tub with a bunch of these people. I get it. They're a little crazy out there.
It was an interesting mix.
It was a very interesting mix because there was a wedding going on as well. So there's
all that's what I was going to bring up about both times we went to hot springs in Montana. Is that we ended up in these tiny little hot springs and everybody's getting, you know, it's like everybody picked our wedding day to get married. So we kept ending up in these wedding, not in the wedding, but the hot springs were so small that we were kind of like extra guests.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we got any food or anything, but you know, the very first one at Hot Springs, I mean, we're sitting in kind of the lobby area and that's basically where they're having the reception. So we were just kind of hanging out as part of this whole crew.
Yeah.
And then the second one was Lolo Hot Springs.
Yeah. Well, can I finish my story about the...
Yeah, but they don't want to hear all about the hot springs. I mean, we're talking about some of the other anniversaries.
Okay, go move on.
Well, I'm thinking about like the year we went up to Tom's Cabin.
Tom's Cabin off of Crawley Lake, off the...
Crawley Lake, yeah.
Yep. 395, eastern part of the Sierras.
Right. So we're, you know, back up into hiking. Here's the thing. In the early years, especially when we were very strapped for cash, we did very low-key anniversaries. But one of the things I really want to stress to you guys as you think about your anniversaries is that it is a milestone every year when you've completed another 365 days with the person that you said I do to. And you need to do something to commemorate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be a five-star... three-course meal with, you know, violins playing in the background and rose petals strewn all about and the maitre d' and everybody in tuxedos. For some of you, that absolutely will be your anniversary. For others of you, it may be a picnic at the local park with all of your favorite goodies in a picnic basket. I mean, we've done, this year we did a staycation in our home city of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We, over the last few years, have decided that we're going to do something new every year. So last year, we did stand-up paddleboard,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure there's a podcast on. And, you know, we're out there. It's just Tony and I. And, you know, everything's going well. I just get a little bit of anxiety around water. I do. I don't know why. I don't know where that's come from. But, you know, I'm kind of getting my sea legs. And then we come back in and I just biff it. I mean, we're probably 50 miles. 50 feet.
Like 50 miles? Where the heck did we go?
No, 50 feet.
What was I going to say? I wasn't there.
Laughter. Laughter, too. About 50 feet from the pullout point. Just going into that headwind. Maybe 25. It felt like 50.
Okay.
And I just, boom, over the side. Unfortunately, you know, getting married in October, at least the ocean water here on the Pacific is warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. So this year, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I ended up sitting down for the remainder of the paddleboard last year. Let's just do kayaking because that's at least already started sitting down. Mm-hmm. And so find a kayaking tour company here out of La Jolla. La Jolla Shores, it's a kayaking company called Everyday California. Highly recommend them. If you come to San Diego and you want to go kayaking, their company was just, they took great care of us from start to finish.
Yeah, really cool guys. And the area where we kayaked in the La Jolla Shores area, just amazing. Absolutely amazing what we learned out there. And we've been in this city for, gosh, going on 12 years mm-hmm. now. We were floored at what was out there, and our guides were just super cool guys. One of our guides just moved down here 2 months ago from the Ventura area, is a pastor, is church planting down here.
And kayaking.
And kayaking. This is what he does as he and his wife and their team begin to decide and determine where they're going to plant their first church. So just really cool, interesting folks we got to meet as well.
And here's what we learned. This year, so last year we learned that, you know, Lisa prefers to be sitting down. This year we learned that when two people are in a kayak and they happen to be married to one another, especially if they're married to one another, communication, you guys know we talk about communication pretty much every week. Mm-hmm. Communication in a kayak takes on whole new meaning because your kayak does not go very far. It just kind of bobs with the ocean waves, the swells, if there is no communication. Because within probably 20 feet of starting our kayak, I start to hear behind me, you got to, what did you say? I don't even remember what you said now. I just remember the tone of your voice.
Well, we're trying to get into the ocean. So you're trying to get through the waves. You know, you got the brake hitting you. So I was just going, okay, Lisa, you have to paddle and you have to stay in rhythm. Because I'm trying to follow her rhythm because I'm in the back. We had a tandem kayak. And so, you know, just getting on there, I could tell she was already tense because Elisa goes into quiet mode. And I was talking to her. I'm like, honey, it's okay. We're going to just jump on and we're going to just paddle out across the break right here. And once we're out there, we're going to be fine.
I did. I went into total. Any of you that have listened to our previous communication episodes that were focused on communication, where I talk about how I go into this like power saving mode where I completely shut down. There were 10 pairs in mm-hmm. our kayak tour. We were number 9 out of the 10 to go into the ocean. Just the way it worked out. And so I'm watching all these people go out and I'm just getting more and more anxious. And Tony just looked at me and goes, "You okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm fine." Feeling a little I actually was able to verbalize it to you, which was a huge step for me. I'm feeling a little anxious right now.
And on my side, again, we talk about emotional intimacy and how important it is. And years ago, as a younger Tony, I would have been badgering on her. And instead, I was there just supporting, going, "Hey, honey, it's okay. We're going to just, boom, we're going to get over and into this. And we're going to roll." Where younger Tony would have been badgering. "What's bothering you? Why are you quiet right now? Da, 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 da." We've learned that. We've learned how to do that. And if you're at a point in your marriage where you're like, "Man, we got to get our communication on the same path," pick up our program, He Zigs, She Zags. Get your communication on the same path. Check it out. Learn all about it. Just go to HeZigsSheZags.com. We share everything that we offer in He Zigs, She Zags. You can learn about it. You can read the testimonials from folks that have gone through that program and how it's impacted them in their marriage. But I will say, what we teach there is what we practice here in our own lives and happened right out there on that beach. And now, once we were out there, we had to get our communication on the same path again. Because here we are, we're trying to paddle and we're hitting paddles and we're not going anywhere. You know, it's like we're going left and just we're going to start making circles here and we got to go in a straight line. And so right there and then, we have to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. And we need to go, okay, how are we going to do this? And for me being in the rear, I'm seeing everything. Elisa can't see where I'm paddling. So it's just, "Hey, Elise, slow down your cadence so I can stick with you." And then at those times when we did have to make a left-hand or a right-hand turn, it was just, "Hey, don't sweat it. I'm going to make it a couple of, I'm going to make a couple of swipes here in the water, and we'll make a left-hand turn, and then we'll start headed straight again.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting that, you know, and you could see it from other people too. They're struggling as well out there and trying to get, okay, how are we going to make this happen?
In fact, the guides make fun of the married couples in a lighthearted way, but talking about the fact that, you know, when you're in a tandem kayak on an ocean where, you know, you have a lot of variables, communication is one of those things that, you know, it will quickly come to light who's got good communication skills and who doesn't based mm-hmm. on the reactions that everybody has. Right. But I also want to share with you guys our 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, I don't know, I think 10 is a big milestone number, whether you're talking about your child's 10th birthday or 10th anniversary. And so we actually went back on our 10th wedding anniversary. We went back to the place where we got married. Because I have pictures of us in the gazebo. And so we've kind of got this, like, you know, before and after type of thing going on in those pictures. And then we went up to Big Bear.
Right.
Now, our youngest was just about a year old. Her first birthday would have been like a month and a half later. And so we were going to do 2 nights away.
Right.
We had originally planned to go up to Ojai. There were fires that year. So that scrapped a whole plan that we had because they were having wildfires. So we had to regroup and find another place. And so we find this fabulous place, the Knickerbocker Inn, a bed and breakfast up in Big Bear. We get the penthouse suite, which was incredible. And they have the most amazing chocolate chip cookies there. And yet we spend it. So we take our kids to my in-laws and then we spend the whole drive up to Big Bear, which from your parents' house is what, about 2 hours?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Barely talking because we both have so much anxiety about leaving both kids with the grandparents for two. Not that they weren't capable, but it was like the first time we'd left our two children with somebody else for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, what are we doing? Is this going to be okay? And that whole ability, like the whole first day, I think we were still kind of in this like anxious, you know, is this going to be okay? Are we okay with this?
Well, I still remember that first day, like my stomach just being in knots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very odd feeling for me because I had never experienced that before. And for some reason on this particular anniversary, being away from the kids, I don't know what it was, but I just still remember even going to sushi that night.
Oh, we had like one roll or two rolls.
Yeah. And it was just sort of like, oh my gosh. So, you know, how do you pick yourself up? How do you celebrate from that? How do you have laughter about that? Well, you know what? It may not be right there in those moments. There was definitely good times because we had this awesome bearskin rug in front of a fireplace.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the bathtub.
And, well, I was going to say that too. And we had this bathtub that was probably like the size of...
like a double bed.
A double bed. It was massive. And so
this was 8 years ago. So this was prior to the severe California drought. So we did actually put water in that bathtub and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the year prior we had an El Nino.
Yeah,
so
there
everything
you go.
Was full. I mean, Big Bear Lake was like flooding over.
Yeah.
So, but it was just... in the moment, sometimes you don't get to experience all those good times.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back though, now, 8 years later, it's just like, wow, we really did experience something wonderful up there. Because that was really, for us in that time, our marriage wasn't solid.
No.
We were still trying to figure out our way. You know, and we were 10 years in.
Right, because that was before 60 Days of Sex.
Mm-hmm.
That was before One Extraordinary Marriage. That was before we were working on our communication. That was, you know, there were all of these things. You know, our son Andrew had died the year prior.
No, 2 years prior.
2 years prior. That's right. You know, so all of these things that were still very present and very top of mind in our marriage were there. And, you know, here we are, we're trying to celebrate.
Right.
And we're anxiety ridden and, you know, we've got all of this going on. And yet we look back now, and this is why we tell you guys, when things aren't going so well, you've got to have the ability to go down memory lane. You've got to have the photo albums. You've got to have the songs that evoke memories. You've got to have those little funny things. Like there was a period of time, I mean, this is a little note about Tony has, He just has an active bladder. Okay. And so, like, whenever we're
where are we going with this, baby?
Well, we're talking about the fact that, like, I have all these funny pictures of you, like, outside of the car, like, having to pee on the side of the road all the time. Like, I have all these albums, you know, like, anniversary pictures and things like that of, like, what's he doing? He's going pee on the side of the road. And then I also have pictures in our albums of, like, funny signs. You know, watch downhill speed. And it's got, like, the little zigzag curve thing. And I remember taking a picture of that sign because I thought, you know what? That sign represents what we're going through right now in our marriage. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you're on an anniversary trip and you start looking around, like looking for signs. And I'm talking about like the street signs and things like that of what you see or what you experience when you're like, where are we in our lives? You know, watch downhill speed. You know, what's the, like the runaway, the emergency lane, like downhill, they've got the, like the runoff.
The brake test.
Yeah,
it's a brake test.
You know, and so they've got, you know, they've got the brake test area. You're like, check your brakes. You know, check your stops. Are you prepared? I'm telling you, the civil engineers and all those people that put together those signs, I really think they're like marriage signs. You know, and on around an anniversary, that's a good time to take your temperature. That's a good time to look for, to look back at where you guys have been. What have you been through? What have you survived in your marriage? And just like at the start of a new year, you know, you make those resolutions, you make those goals for the next year, you look with anticipation on what, you know, 2015 is going to bring, or 2017, or whatever year it is, you've got that anticipation of saying what's coming next. The same thing is true, or should be true, of your wedding anniversary date. You should look at that date and say, I mean, for Tony and I, it's October 5th. We look at that date and say, what is it going to be like October 5th of 2015? Where are we going to be? What's going to be going on in the business? What's going to be going on in the kids? What's going to be going on between the two of us? How is our marriage going to grow in the next year? How are our finances going to grow? What are we going to do to develop our spiritual intimacy? All of those intimacies that we share with you guys on a regular basis, we look at, especially on our anniversary, to say, what's next? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just dwelling in the past and having the good laughs, but when we celebrate good times, what are those good times that we're going to create over the next year? What are those things that we're looking forward to? I mean, case in point, I'm with a girlfriend the other night and we're talking about my anniversary, and her son already knows because of my son that we're planning to go to Bora Bora on our 20th wedding anniversary. The intention is out there. Mm-hmm. We've got a plan to make that happen. But you know what? That's a good time that is coming to Tony and Elisa.
Yeah.
Because we're being intentional about what's happened in the past and what is to come in our marriage. And that's what we want the two of you to do on your anniversary. Celebrate where you are and create where you're going.
Yeah. And here's something that you can share with us. And it's cool. And if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you may have seen a picture. When we went to Knott's Berry Farm this past summer, we had this leather brush artist make a sign that says, "Love you guys." And for those of you who listen to this show ever since episode one, we have said at the end of every show, we love you guys, and we mean it. Well, now hanging in our office right here is we have this sign called Love You Guys. And I'll put a link to where it is on Facebook. You can go check it out there. And we already have about 10, 15 pictures of couples who have sent in their picture to us. You can send yours in at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com and we'll print it out. And we want to fill this wall up with you guys, because we want to celebrate your marriage. We want to celebrate your good times and your laughter. So you pick a picture, whatever it is. It can be a wedding anniversary. It could be your wedding day. It could be whatever you choose. It could be up on a mountain peak, on a bike, whatever you want. We want you guys, because One Extraordinary Marriage is about you guys. And we are just honored each and every week to have you here joining us. And so as you move forward over this next period because we don't know when your anniversary is. Start thinking about it. Start thinking about what you're going to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Start thinking about those good times that you're going to have and the good times that you've had in the past and the laughters that have come and will come. So with that, you guys, we love you. We hope that you have a fantastic week wherever you may be. And again, get your picture up on the We Love You Guys wall at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We love you guys.